nerderotic.com.
So you have Black Snape, worst casting choice of the century. But Chris Nolan might have outdone it. Now, I don't know if this is confirmed. Jeremy said it was 99% confirmed, but and it's not even this casting. It's what I think might be the other casting. But Lupita Nyong'o, is that how you say her name? The girl who was behind Will Smith when Will Smith said, "Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth," and she's like, "Oh, that Lupita Nyong'o, right?" So it's looking like, based on this placement in this scene, this is where people are getting this from. Next, God damn it, who's John Bernthal playing again?
Yo, let me tell you about Odysseus.
It looks like she is.
He's playing Menelaus.
Thank you. It looks like she might be Helen of Troy, Helen of Africa, the continent for which I am an expert for. I can't even say the joke, the best joke I've seen on Twitter about this forever. It looks like a Key and Peele skit. It does. So Lupita Nyong'o, the face that launched 10,000 ships. Nolan, I don't understand what Nolan's doing. So now I can possibly believe that Elliot Page, she's going to be the ghost of Achilles. I don't want to believe it, but I believe it. Now, I have my tickets to this thing, the 70mm IMAX that went on sale like last year. I think it's been a little over a year. Can't wait to see it. Our 70mm IMAX here in San Antonio kind of sucks because it's like an OG IMAX, but the seats are like 1993 seats, so you know your ass falls asleep in them and stuff, but yeah, I can't wait to go see it. But now I'm like, I just wanted to fucking enjoy this. It was really cool to hear that Nolan was going to get into essentially fantasy and probably like the OG bedrock foundation of fantasy with the Odyssey. And listen, I read it 25 years ago. I listened to it more recently. Ian McKellen does a reading of it, which is really good. There is, God, what is her name? Hang on. I'll find out her name. The 2017 translation. There it is. Emily Wilson. What is she? Is she even a she is a British classicist. Professor, press X to doubt. Emily Wilson translated the Odyssey through a feminist lens because, my God, that's what everybody wants. And I'm sure all her fellow professors were super happy about it. And yeah. And since it was 2017, we'll say SJWs were probably happy about it too. So Nolan referenced this once. Now, I'm not going to say he was walking around set with her book in his hand, but he definitely referenced it. It was a red flag. But you know what? Nolan, it seems, has lost his biggest sweeper, Jeremy from Geeks and Gamers. And yeah, I mean, it's mythology and you can play with it a little bit. And I'm fine with that. I love my history bros, but if you want to play with the costuming and the look and I'm fine with that. As long as we have a good story. But we all saw the trailer. Action figure down. We all saw the trailer and there's the American accents, which I'm against. I know some people are like, I'm fine with that. No, I'm totally against it. I want to hear some classic British accents in there and not daddy and let's go, brah. The Cyclops is maxing. I swear I'll never say shit like that again. I promise. And now I have to get up on my Greek lingo, which is just terrible. I'm probably not even get the Lestrigonians, the giants. I'm fine with them having like a semi-advanced armor. I don't want to get too in the weeds on that, but it's mythology, but if we're going on, that could go on the giants of the ancient civilization sphere that I'm kind of in that believes that there were giants and not like 60-foot tall giants or 30-foot tall giants, giants that are roughly 8 to 9 feet tall and maybe a little more advanced from a bygone era, the men of renown. I'm cool with all that. I'm not cool with Elliot Page playing the ghost of Achilles, even if it's like his punishment. I mean, if it's a troll, you know, he's the lord of the underworld, and they make him look like a poorly transitioned woman as punishment. I mean, haha, that's not what Nolan's doing, though. You know, that's not what Nolan's doing. And I think, you know, the conversation with Odysseus is basically, I'd rather live a long life with as a humble man or something, to what I ended up. And what cheers him up at the end was Odysseus telling him, yeah, your son won some battles. He's doing pretty good. And it kind of cheers him up a little bit, you know, being the warlord of hell. And that'll be an awkward conversation with Elliot Page, who can't have sons because she's not a man. But I mean, okay, you say Nolan is trying to get an Oscar, and I would certainly buy into that, except he won all the Oscars already. Like, so if he's trying to get more Oscars, or this is Nolan, through his immense power in Hollywood, kind of trolling the people criticizing Hollywood, that's the way I see it. Now, I don't know if there was some lore out there that Nolan is like this based dude. We don't know his politics. I don't care about his politics. But what it feels like is, I got your back on this one, Hollywood. I got your back on this one. And he is the biggest star in Hollywood. He is the biggest director in Hollywood. He is the only movie star in Hollywood that can put butts in seats. There is no movie star, not even Tom Cruise, that can do what Chris Nolan can do, right? And I've seen the work of his brother, which is filled with the message, filled with intersectional feminism. His brother was the co-creator of Westworld. And they're doing Fallout right now. I think him and his wife, Lisa Joy. So we'll see. We'll see. But the Odyssey, man, I just wanted it to be good. And I hope it still is. But Lupita Nyong'o's Helen of Troy is just more of the same bullshit. I don't know. Why don't you find somebody from that region and stop? If anybody says she is, you know, somebody Greek, I bet you there's some hot Greek women out there. You know, shave them down a little bit, especially those armpits. George the Giant Slayer's going to get mad. I'm just kidding, George. A little. Helen of Detroit. Liquisha of Troy.